In Britain, the government released an astonishing number this week. Each year in the UK, there are 87,000 violent incidents involving glass. They're talking mostly about beer glasses, pub fights in which the glass turns into an improvised weapon. Once again, according to the British government, injuries from such pub fights cost the National Health Service over $4 billion a year. This even has earned a name. It's called glassing. But the British Home Office went, if not to the drunken core of the problem, at least to its lethal jagged edge. They have unveiled new unbreakable beer glasses. And I'm joined now by David Kester, Chief Executive of the Design Council, the ones behind the new glasses. Actually, two different models of unbreakable beer glasses. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. One is rather similar to the normal pint glass that you might get, but it's actually got a layer of bioresin. It doesn't actually change the quality of drinking, but what it does do is if the beer glass is broken, you know, in a fight or whatever, no shards of glass are thrown around. That's one idea. The second is a little bit different. There are two layers of thin glass which are then held together by a different sort of resin. It's got actually, interestingly, some better properties that nobody had initially thought would be the case, which is, for instance, it's got new thermal qualities. So, you know, on a hot day, it keeps your cold beer cold, which is great, or your warm beer warm.
But by making a beer glass that doesn't shatter, you take away the lacerating potential of the beer glass as a weapon. It's still a bludgeon, though. You can still smash somebody with a beer glass and hurt them in a different way.
You're absolutely right. And, I mean, there's nothing that, in the end, when the red mist descends, you know, when the fight breaks out, people will get hurt. We have not been here treating the cause of binge drinking.
Now, if I were at a pub and my friends started getting, let's say they had several too many, and looked like they were getting obstreperous. If the pub served them their next round in new glasses, would they know that, or could you insinuate the new unbreakable glass without somebody realizing that they've been, you know, someone's looked askance at them?
Well, no, the interesting thing is, when they're served a drink in these, what you might see as almost like a 21st century version of a pint glass, they won't be able to tell the difference. There are some smart things that they can do. You could easily put RFID tags between the two layers of glass. So, for instance, if somebody poured a particular amber nectar into your glass and then you went back to have that refilled, it could tell the barman which drink went into which glass.
Ah, this would help the customer who can no longer remember what he was drinking.
Exactly. Maybe this would be helpful.
Well, David Kester, Chief Executive of the Design Council in Britain, thank you very much for talking with us about the new unbreakable beer glasses.
It's been a pleasure, Robert.